Wednesday, 11 May 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. Right now we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, looking at that gift or that blessing that's above all the other gifts. And as Peter wrote, we're looking at that which is above all things, that is fervent charity among ourselves. For he said, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. I mentioned on the last broadcast that my heart was so blessed as we were in 1 John chapter 4, and I'm sure that that will be the same in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as well. For these two chapters are given over to the love of God and love for the brethren. Remember, we love him, that is, we love God, because he first loved us. You say, well, preacher, aren't there a lot of songs written about the love of God? Oh, my, there certainly are. And by the way, if we could with ink the ocean feel and were the skies of parchment made, as one songwriter wrote, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. We'll have those words in better order here in a little bit, Lord willing, on one of the upcoming broadcasts. But you just cannot exhaust this marvelous, wonderful love of our Lord. It drew salvation's plan, brought it down to man. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. We love God because he first loved us. Now, Paul exhorts the Corinthians who, you know, they had a lot of problems. And one of the problems was they were proud of their gifts and they had become vain about the gifts that God has given to them. And by the way, do you know that we all have gifts? Certainly some have more than others. The Lord Jesus gave the parable about, giving talents, two talents to one and five talents and so forth, one talent, two talents, and five talents. We're not all equally blessed as far as talents are concerned. However, we all do have some talents, or at least we have a talent. And whatever we have, dear friend, has come from the Lord. There's no question about that. So whatever we have, let us be thankful for, but let us not be proud in a vain sense, but thankful that God has entrusted us with something, and may we be careful to use it for his honor and glory, and always recognize that the source of our blessings is from God himself. Now in the last verse of chapter 12, Paul writes, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. And chapter 13, of course, is just simply a continuation of verse 31. These chapter divisions, which I'm thankful that we have, but they were placed there by man so that we can find our place, so to speak. But we're just reading a continuation now of what is a more excellent way. And the Apostle Paul, and I think you will agree with me, he was quite an educated man. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was a powerful preacher. God had blessed him with a lot of power. He had quite a religious pedigree as far as his Jewish background was concerned, concerning his tribal relationships and his accomplishments and all the things that he had done. Yet Paul said he counted all those things but loss that he might win Christ. And he says now in chapter 13, for you know there's a lot of praise heaped on those who are good speakers, good orators. And Paul writes, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Wow. Boy, that would be some kind of preaching, some kind of speaking, would it not? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, have not charity, I am become as sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. I want to let this really burn down in my heart and life, and especially those of you who are listening today who are teachers, preachers, and what have you, those of you who are speaking for the Lord, or speaking for your business, or whatever it might be, let's take this to heart. Even if we had the tongues of men and of angels, and if we did not have, or if we do not have, the love of God in our heart, we're nothing more than noise makers. That's what a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal can be considered as loud noise makers. Dear friend, I always pray, I'm not trying to sound pious, but I pray, God, when I'm preaching here these radio broadcasts, don't let me just fill it in with words. I want to be able to speak with power. I want your power. I want God to be able to empower these broadcasts, these messages, so that hearts can be blessed, lives can be changed, especially that our Lord can be honored. I don't want to just be a loud noise, sounding brass, a tinkling cymbal. Just a few weeks ago, I met unexpectedly a couple, a mother and her daughter. Now both of these ladies are grown, of course, the mothers like myself on up in years, and I was so thrilled to see them. And every time I see them, I remember years ago when I first come to New Bern, and the daughter was just a little girl, and she came running down the aisle one day after I had preached, and she was one of my little favorites, you know, and she jumped up in my arms, and she said, "Preacher Bill," she said, "wherefore you holler so loud?" Well, I do preach loud. I did preach loud, but that was that young lady's question to me, "Wherefore holler you so loud?" Well, friend, I hope it was more than just hollering. I want to preach the word of God. And he said, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge," man, I'm telling you, that would be some gift, would it not? I thank God for prophecy, the prophecy he has given us in his word. I am not a so-called prophecy preacher. Now, the spirit of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. I'm well aware of that. I'm speaking about, you know, there's some people who major in prophecy preaching. And I thank the Lord that they do. They have given their lives to studying the prophetic word of God. And I have profited much from studying after some of these men. And he said, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries," wow, that would be something, would it not? To understand all the mysteries, I believe God will entrust us with what he knows that we're able to use for his honor and his glory. But Paul writes, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge," man, you think about what could go on the marquee where you were speaking. If you had the gift of prophecy and you understood all mysteries and all knowledge, and you can just see it out there on the marquee, can you not? Come here, the man who has the gift of prophecy, who understands all these mysteries and has all this knowledge. I'll tell you, people would just come flocking in. But that's not the greatest thing. "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith," and listen, God's given to every man a measure of faith, and I want more faith. I do, for without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We are saved through faith. By grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast. And though the Bible says, "Though I have all faith," that is, though I should have a superabundance of faith, if I had all of this, if I had the knowledge of prophecy and understood all the mysteries and all the knowledge and had all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. You know how old Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to describe nothing? A zero with a ring rubbed out. A zero with the ring rubbed out. And he said, first of all, if I had the tongue of men and of angels and didn't have love, he said, I'd be nothing but a noise maker. And he said, if I had all these other gifts of prophecy and faith and mysteries, understanding mystery, and didn't have the love of God in my heart, he said, I would be nothing. I would be a zero with the ring rubbed out. Well, we'll stop for today's broadcast. This broadcast is targeted for midweek. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this midweek time. I cannot overemphasize the need to pray and to meet with God's people and pray. If you cannot attend such a church and you have access to the internet, let me invite you to join us at Calvary for our internet services, www.calbat.org. www.calbapt.org. And please join us next broadcast if you can.